getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. It's another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Great polka music for you for the next hour. So glad you're with us. I was going to say sit back and relax, but you shouldn't do that. You should get up, get your dancing shoes on, get ready to do a little twirling around in the kitchen there. That's what you should be doing, but whatever you're doing, glad to have you along for another edition of the Oompa Hour, wherever you happen to be listening today. We are in the midst of second winter here in northern Minnesota. I'll tell you about that a little bit after we get into the show here. What are the odds that as I was getting records ready for the show here, I pulled out two records to get started with. Both of them have the name Rosie in the title. Yep, one of them Rosie, R-O-S-E-Y, and it's an instrumental, and the other one Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, and it has singing in it. So you get a little bit of everything. So if you know somebody named Rosie, these first two songs are for them. Let's kick it off this week with Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. This is Rosie from Jersey. Rosie from Jersey Polka, that is Lil Wally, and Harmony Boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, another show rolling along here. Right away, I'm in trouble. I got two records and only one sleeve. What the heck is going on here? I'm having... that's why. All right. You got to try to keep things organized, otherwise you wind up with records everywhere, and then your wife yells at you. All right, another Rosie Polka. This is Rosie's My Baby Polka, and it's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones.
Rosie's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. Rosie's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. rosy, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. Alla lepska, ma ciemne łapska, usta czerwone ma. Rusia lalecka, ma ciemne łapska, usta czerwone ma. Rusia kochana, jest dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona. Rusia kochana, tyś dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona.
Rosie's clearly his baby. That is Eddie Blazonchik's Versatones here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. If you've never stumbled into this before, sorry, you've been missing out. But yeah, this is what we do every week. I am quite literally sitting here playing records live on record players. Genuine vinyl of great old-time records here on the show. We do it every week. So glad you're along with us. By the way, if you are some sort of bizarre person who are saying to yourself, gosh, this is show number 264 and I've missed 263 of them, they are actually all available online. And it's too complicated to give you the instructions to access them here on the show because you'd be writing down dots and slashes and stuff. But if you wanted to access the archive, you certainly could. And you can find out how by dropping an email to oompahour@aol.com. One of the many ways you can get in touch with the show here. oompahour@aol.com. And I'd be glad to send you back a link that would get you every single show that has been done since show number one and the corresponding playlists for those shows. So if you're looking for specific artists or songs or whatever, you know, maybe your grandpa played in a band and you're trying to track down his records. That's happened. We've got emails from people. Maybe it'll help you out. So yeah, every show is archived and saved. And imagine that, if you could, over 260 hours of Oompa Hour programs readily available at the click of a mouse. Yikes, it's frightening, isn't it? All right, let's do this one. Frankie Yankovic is what it says on the record label. Doesn't say anything about the Yanks. And every time I play one of these, I think, what are they, like, show up at the studio one day and the band didn't show up? It sounds like the Yanks are playing with him, but their name is not on the record label. Probably some legal deal. I don't know. But anyway, My Sweetheart Polka. Here is Frankie Yankovic.
Moje ty kleje się mlata, moje ty kleje się mlata, moje ty kleje się mlata, bo my starsi znajsły. Kautr pošti van rušu, primi popeta, da te popomagla. Yeah.
деякла є ще млада, моя деякла є ще млада, моя деякла є ще млада, коми старші знайшли. Кадр бошті вам руші, приймі повида, дати помогла, пунктик завиза, пунктик завзала, пом, мільшей оправо, кирпник дар вітлве, моє очі, she told me she loved me, but oh how she lied. Oh, how she lied, but oh, how she lied. She told me she loved me, but oh, how she lied, but oh, how she lied to me. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So what the heck do we care? What the heck do we care? Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So what the heck do we care?
Right, Frankie Yankovic there, apparently without the Yanks. Their name's not on the record anyway. That sounded like the Yanks to me. I think they're trying to pull one over on us. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. And I want to remind you that eventually spring will be here to stay. We'll talk more about that later. But there'll be a full slate of activities at, of course, the World of Accordions Museum. I couldn't think of the name for a second. How's that possible? In Superior, Wisconsin, invite you to stop by. Check their website. See what kind of activities they have coming up. But even if you don't go when they have something scheduled, they don't have an event or a concert or a jam session or something going on, it's still worth stopping by. 1,400 or so accordions and concertinas on display. All sorts of memorabilia, documentation, historical stuff. They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have a groovy gift shop. It's just a fun place to stop if you're going to be in the area. Or what the heck, you know, if you're really into it, make a special trip up here. That'd be fun. You know, where'd you come from? The Everglades? Rode our crocodile up here. They have crocodiles or alligators in the Everglades. I never remember. But anyway, you want to check out worldofaccordions.org on the internet. All the information is there. They're in Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Heck, come on up. We'd love to see you in this neck of the woods. All right? worldofaccordions.org. All right. Time for another record. Darn it, anyway. The Loving You Polka. And I never know if I'm saying this cat's name right or not. It's Joe Lastovica? Lastovica can't be right. Lastovica. I don't know. But anyway, the band is Polka Punch. Here they are with the Lovin' You Polka.
Lovin' You is my one desire. Only you,
only you can
set my heart on fire. Love me too,
love me too.
Don't put out the fire. Tell me that,
tell me that
our love will never tire. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. Set my heart on fire. Love me too,
love me too.
Don't put out the fire. Tell me that,
tell me that
our love will never tire. Well, I love you, my darling, I'll be true.
it's only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. Only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you.
All right, there we go. That is the Lovin' You Polka, Joe Lestovica. You think I said that right? And Polka Punch, you're at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, boy, I tell you, you just about heard me fall on my rear end there. I was trying to toss a record over here onto this other counter, and I missed. And it fell on the floor. And I leaned over in my chair, and I'm in one of those desk office studio chairs that has the wheels on it. And she came real close from rolling out behind me and leaving me on the floor. In which case, that record would have run out, and you would have heard some guy yelling in the background, "I can't get up!" Because I don't know about you, but the older I get, the harder time I have to get off the floor, which is very upsetting to my grandson. I like to say he's my almost 3-year-old grandson. I can't relate to calling kids by how many months old they are. Well, he's 34 months old or whatever it is. No, he's almost 3, which you can say after he's halfway to 3. And I swear he's going on 17. But anyway, I have no idea. Oh, yeah, hard to get up off the floor. And he likes when Grandpa plays on the floor with him, because we are the masters of building stuff out of blocks and then knocking it down with Tonka trucks. Anyway, let's play a song. For Pete's sake, we ought to do that. Lawrence Ducount is Red Raven Orchestra. I Want a Girl. Doesn't everybody?
Thank you.
There you go, Lawrence Ducal, the Red Raven Orchestra, and I Want a Girl. Some very fast accordioning in that number. Is that what they call it? Accordioning. Very fast accordioning. Anyway, there you go. I promise I was going to tell you about the weather here in northern Minnesota, because I know especially people that are listening to the show in places where, like, it never snows and it's never 65 below zero. And they don't own snow blowers or have cars with plug-in heaters on them to keep the engines warm so they'll start in the morning. They're intrigued. And the last couple of weeks, I'd been giving pretty good reports on the weather here in northern Minnesota. We're way up north. We're like an hour and a half, a couple hours maybe. Depends how you go from Canada. So we're up north here. And we have what we often call second winter. And that's after winter is gone, and you get weather reports like I've been giving you the last couple of weeks. You know, oh, it's mostly grass, and the lawns are turning green, and the trees are budding, and some tulips are already popping out, and things like that. And then you get what we had yesterday, when all of a sudden they're like, winds will be gusting to 65 miles an hour, we'll be receiving anywhere from 5 to 60 inches of snow, and it's going to blow and drift, and the roads are going to be icy, and we're canceling everything, and the winds are snapping off power poles all over the state, and people are without electricity, and that's what we had. Fortunately, most of it went to the southern part of the state. Up here in the north, we got a big pile of snow. We got a lot of wind yesterday, and in fact, before I sat down here to do the show, I was out plowing. See, it's a three-step process, and I actually didn't do it in order. But after this happens, and we got, I don't know, we probably got 7 or 8 inches of snow, but with the 40-mile-an-hour winds, that can make drifts that are a couple of feet high all over the place. And so normally, I go out and fire up the snowblower, which is kind of like a big heavy lawnmower that you push, and it sucks in the snow and blows it out the top to wherever you would rather it be. And usually I start that up first, and I blaze a trail from the garage to the front of the house and then down around the back of the house, so then I can get to the garage, I can get to the garbage, and I can get in and out of the house. And then I fire up the plow truck, and I plow in front of the garages and face the street, and I plow the garage back behind the back of the house, and then I go plow some other properties. And then I come back, and I fire up the snowblower again to clear out where the plow filled in, where I'd already snowblowed. And then I get the shovel to do the steps in the sidewalk where the snowblower doesn't fit. It's a three-step process. And so in the process of doing all this, you know, the snow blows up in the air. And if it's windy out, it all blows in your face. And so I'm actually sitting here with sopping wet pants that the snow is still melting off of. My thighs are just about frozen because the cold water is melting on my pants. But we're going to make her through the show, darn it. I mean, look at that. We're almost a third of the way through. So we're gonna make her. But yes, we're having what a lot of people up here call second winter. Or first winter, and they figure spring was only 2 weeks long. I don't know, but that's what we're doing here. So I thought it's a good time to play the Six Fat Dutchmen singing What Do They Do in Minnesota. I think in this song they do reference to the fact that we shovel snow a lot. I think that's in the song. Maybe it's not in the song, and it's just in my brain that they're going to sing that in the song. I don't remember. But anyway, from New Ulm, Minnesota, here's the Six Fat Dutchmen.
In Minnesota, oh, what do they do in Minnesota in the cold, cold, frosty winter time? Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, they stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frost. frosty winter time.
See, there you go. That's not really what we do in Minnesota, but hey, we can dream, you know. There's the Six Fat Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Syl Rutkowski's orchestra is next. Here's the Innocent Eyes Polka.
The Babylon, who's that? Can you the Babylon? Dam chi ashu potem, ya vishi on złotem, żeby mama ni tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym, żeby mama ni tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym. Słowka mu osiepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Słodki słowka mu osiepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Mili się on Jasieńku, milisz w każdym słowie. Co my serce do ciebie czuje, to wyraza w mowie, to wyraza w mowie. Co my serce do ciebie czuje, to raza w mowie, to raza w mowie.
There you go, the Syl Rutkowski Orchestra, the Innocent Eyes Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think at this point I should stop talking so much and keep playing the songs. I was doing a lot of jibber-jabber there for a while. So let us press on, shall we? This is always a fun one, the Pala Brothers Orchestra. And I don't know Stella personally, but I know people like Stella. This is called Stella at the Wheel.
Stella out to drive, I just pray to stay alive. She hits 50 right away, and that's still in our driveway. I wish that she would slow down while she's driving through the town. She don't know her left from right, she scares everyone inside. Oh, I don't know what to do, stoplight's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brake, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more, someone help me out the door. You've gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Lights, they're flashing red. I tell her there's a train ahead. I tell her to hit the brakes, but she just accelerates. There's not much that I can say. Just close my eyes and start to pray. Yes, I should have stayed in bed, but I didn't use my head. Well, I've told you all I know. Now it's time for me to go. If you're smart, you'll all agree. Never give your wife the key. If she has to travel far and she wants to use the car, save yourself a lot of fuss. Give her money for the bus.
Stella at the Wheel Polka. That's the Pala Brothers Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now you know that in every show we like to include at least one waltz, and I have a waltz up for us next. However, it is not being performed by one of our traditional great old-time orchestras on the show this week. Just because I've had this record laying around in the studio, and I thought, what the heck, we should probably use this. A waltz is a waltz. I mean, it doesn't have to be a specific old-time polka band, does it? If you're going to waltz, you're going to waltz. And the Tennessee Waltz is a classic waltz. And when's the last time you heard a record by the Slewfoot Five? I know what you're saying. Never. But they made a lot of records back in the 60s. So here's the Slewfoot Five. And it's very fine saxophone playing. And waltzers, if you're ready, here's the Tennessee Waltz. See, I caught you dancing. There you go. The Slewfoot Five doing their version of the Tennessee Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm glad I finally used that record. They've been sitting over here in this plain, sad, white little record sleeve all this time, just waiting to get played. So there you go. Tennessee Waltz, Slewfoot Five. Tim Zumpa Hour is where you have stumbled upon today. I hope you're having a good time. The Polish Kid is up next to do a little song called The Polish Kid Polka. Who else better to do that? The Polish Kid and the Trilby Tones here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
When I was young and just a lad, I was good, mostly bad. Played around, had some fun. Here's a song of what I done. I dropped Kishka in my gatki, spilled Czarnina on my portki, poured the pivo on my shirt and tie. Made a mess of my suit coat, put holes in my shoes and socks, got some bubble gum stuck in my locks. Put the sand in sister's ear, peppered up my pappy's beer. Every child needs time for being wild. Relatives would bother me, asking what I'd like to be. I told them great and famous, wait and see. I was just like other tykes who rode around on trikes and bikes, except that I have Polish ancestry. Polish blood flows deep inside me, that's the difference within me. Now's the time to sing this melody. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bar co lubiet, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bar co lubiet, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. Tried some schnapps, it made me sick, thought that I could even lick off all the frosting on a chocolate cake. Tied the dog's tail up in knots, played outside with cooking pots, and threw my toys in all the neighbors' lots. I would go to celebrate at weddings, and I always ate the Polish food and listened to the band. Sat on stage to feel the beat, pitched ice cubes at people's feet, the music, food, and booze all were so grand. I was raised in Polish style, the polka tunes would make me smile, music was for me from an early age. Now I wish to carry on the Polish ways and traditions, I've grown to learn and love my heritage. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it, Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem, I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it, Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem, I've got Polish friends and family.
Polish Kid with the Trilby Tones and the Polish Kid Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Can you believe we do this every week? We do. We gather around the record player here, and we spin a stack of great old-time records. Always records on the show. So you don't hear any of the new bands, and there's a lot of great new bands out there, and I like to give them kudos. Every now and then you find people, hey, polka music, that's old music. Ain't nobody playing polka music anymore. There's just boatloads of really fantastic new modern young people out there playing great old-time music. They're writing new songs. They're playing stuff there. It's fabulous. And I enjoy the modern new music as much as I do all these great oldies that we play here on the Oompa Hour. But when I started the show, I decided we would focus on playing only records, which meant we would focus on the older songs. And I had, in fact, remember, I had promised I was going to play some 78s in the show. Big old, you know, shellac 78s. And I got a turntable for that and the special needle and everything. And I left those records in the basement. And the basement is three floors away from where I am right now. And after all that snow blowing and shoveling and plowing this morning, I am not running down to the basement during a record in an attempt to get back up here, because it would take me the rest of the show to catch my breath. So maybe next week we'll roll a couple of old 78s in the show. We'll see how it goes. But even though we're sitting here in northern Minnesota and throughout the state, really in the whole upper Midwest, where a crap ton of snow has fallen in the last couple of days, they are playing baseball. The Minnesota Twins got that new Target Stadium, the outdoor thing in the last couple of years. I bet they're loving that on days like this when we got a big pile of snow. Anyway, doubleheader polka. Here's the Lakowski Brothers.
Do Jakuba, Michał, do Michała, pije ci, pije ja, kompania cała. A to nie wypije, to stanie kijem, hupucupu, hupucupu, hupucupu dana. A to nie wypije, to stanie kijem, hupucupu, hupucupu, hupucupu.
do ya kuba mi hao do mi hao wa Pi ye ti pi ye ya kampani ya zawa A to nie bibi ye, to nie herri ye Upu cupu, upu cupu, upu cupu danna A to ha pi ye, to ha ha shri ye Upu cupu, upu cupu, upu cupu danna Put mud balls in my pants, mud balls in my pants, mud balls in my pants. My mommy told me put mud balls in my pants, mud balls in my pants. Hey, my mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly, jelly on my belly. My mommy told me not to put jelly on my belly because it attracts the flies.
Yowzers, there you go, the Lukowski brothers and the doubleheader polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Doing it again every week. We play the old-time records here on the show. So glad to have you along with us. And I'm just looking. I see a record, and I'm like, didn't I play that record last week? Why is it in the pile? And I know the answer is because I didn't put it away where it belongs. So we'll skip that one, but we'll play this one. Another waltz. Waltzers are hitting it lucky this week. We got a couple of them. Whoopi John and the orchestra. John of the Orchestra. I wish I was single again here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Just going to keep them rolling here. We got a little while to go in the show yet. Bet we could fit in a bunch more songs. Well, maybe not a bunch. Define a bunch. How many's in a bunch? I don't know. Here's Johnny Prill. This is called Polka Radio.
I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the
past the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturr, man, he can play. And Eddie B, I love the way he sings. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sounds from Pittsburgh sure sound grand. I love Renata's all-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Miller's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
There you go, Johnny Prill there, and Polka Radio, which I guess is what you're listening to right now, although this record was made way back before anything like the internet or the streaming and podcasts and all that existed. So, yeah, really, they only had Polka Radio. Now you got all this other stuff, you know. Here's a record with a good baseball theme to it, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, who, by the way, were mentioned in the previous record. This is the Hey Necro Polka.
State of Ohio. He is the nicest you'd ever want to meet. Both on the field and off the field, he sure is hard to beat.
There are very few pitchers that throw as great as he. His name is Phil Niekro and he's on the Yankees.
When you meet him, we know you want to say, thank you, Atlanta, for bringing him our way. Hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike them out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. We'll sit and talk and have a few and dance around the floor. We'll all come back tomorrow night to drink and dance some more.
He played for the Braves for nearly 20 years. King George made the deal while Atlanta shed tears.
There is no doubt the South is really lost. Thank you, Atlanta, for sending him to us. Hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. If he thinks he can't keep up and if he wants to go, tomorrow night when we return, we'll bring your brother Joe.
There you have it, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra and the Hey Negro Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We got a few more songs, at least a couple more we're going to sneak into the show here, so hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
Alrighty, I think we'll sneak at least a couple more tunes into the show here. Let's see how this goes. Remember back in the 70s? I know some of you do. I remember the 70s mostly. Sometimes. I remember streaking being a thing, though. Somebody streaked our high school graduation. I remember that. They were streaking on The Tonight Show. They were streaking at basketball games. If you don't know what streaking is, this number from the Jumping Jacks Orchestra will explain it to you.
When I'm sober, no one's meeker. But when I get drunk, I become a streaker. My wife always tells me I ain't got no class. When I run in the nude, showing off my... But I still think that I look cute, running down the street in my birthday suit. I like the street, it's barrels of fun. And 'cause I know it turns the girls on. Even women's livers can't help but get shook. They once stole my pants just to get a longer look. I go out nude from my feet to my neck. I cover my face, then run like heck. I start at point A and run to point B with everything showing for you to see. Streaking in the cold makes me some kind of hero, especially in temperatures down below zero. Ah, but when it's cold, I streak and I sing, even though I'm freezing off my ding-a-ling. When I hear a siren, I put it in high gear, 'cause the cops think my wardrobe's a little too sheer. One thing that's bad about being a streaker, I always return to a life that is meeker. Once my run's over, that's the end of the fun, 'cause no one knows me with my clothes on.
Ha ha ha! We go Yannick the Streaker, which should be by the Yumping Yaks Orchestra, but it's not. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. One of the only records we play that has a word beeped out in it, for Pete's sake. All right, let's sneak another one in here. Here's the Rummy Polka, Steve Negra and the Silver Notes. There you go, Steve Negra there, sneaking that one in on us, the Rummy Polka. Notice how this time I did not fall for that fake ending that was in the middle of the song. Sometimes they try to fake you out and they throw a little surprise ending. Ah! You play the records often enough, you learn where those are. And you don't jump in thinking the record's over and make a fool out of yourself. So there you go. Anyway, that puts the lid on another show, if you can imagine that already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced in the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll get another stack of records. Meet you here next week. Do it all over again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.